TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
I am Balki Bartakomus.
Wow, there's a blast from the past.
Cousin Larry.
Where is he from again?
Meepos.
Yes, Meepos.
Wow, Andy had that on the tip of his tongue. Like, duh, everybody remembers this.
Tim?
Andy?
Shall we do the dance of joy?
No.
Die, 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 die. Hey.
No means
hey.
No.
He did not have a rocket star career after that.
Neither of them did.
Yeah, good point. But I do remember seeing whatever his name in, like, True Romance, but that's about it.
Yeah.
They remained perfect strangers to the public eye.
They made perfect strangers to success.
Oh, all of these things you're saying are true.
Didn't someone do a dig on, like, some actor? Oh, I think it was Jon Stewart. And he was like, but they're way above Steve Guttenberg.
Oh, it was. No, it wasn't. It was, what the fuck is it? It was on The Daily Show. But it was, what's his name? The guy who hosted it before Jon Stewart. Craig Kilborn. And he was talking about Bill Paxton and all his box office, you know, because he's been in, like, Aliens and Titanic. And he's like, so your box office receipts are, you know, blah, 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 million, which is more than, and I picked some other major actor who had a lot, but not as much as him. And you completely crushed Steve Guttenberg, and his little bar graph was really just tiny of what his box office.
It's like, poor Steve Guttenberg. What is he doing to anybody? He's trying to, you know, make it in the world today.
Making your way in the world today.
Takes everything you got.
Hey, Steve Guttenberg did, I think it was only, maybe he was recurring, but then, like, he was a major player on a season of Veronica Mars.
Oh, well then, he's living the life.
Yeah.
Taking a break,
I mean,
from all your
worries.
Not like
I wouldn't kill to be a season regular on Veronica Mars, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah. Being on a cult-hit show, beloved by thousands. That was... It was beloved enough to raise $5.5 million on Kickstarter to get made into
a movie that nobody went and saw.
I didn't go and see it, but I saw it, and I paid for the Kickstarter, so they already had my money.
You
take
paid
my money
for the,
again?
Oh yeah, I Kickstarted that shit.
You contributed to the Veronica Mars Kickstarter?
Hell yeah! Hell to the yeah! I do it again in a heartbeat.
I don't know who you are anymore.
A guy who loves Veronica Mars.
I thought the Crocs was the most embarrassing thing about you.
Oh, I can tell by the way you're talking, you've never watched Veronica Mars.
I've watched it from beginning to end, and it sucks.
Have you really, Tim?
Bullshit.
It makes Man of Steel look like a masterpiece.
Bullshit.
You are, yeah, you're full of
shit. All right, let's
sync up. Tim is full of shit. His eyes are brown.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week, we give you some advice on what to do if you happen to find yourself in Atlanta, Georgia. And we talk about a lot of movies, including the Jurassic Park franchise and Transformers Age of Extinction. And when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
I'm defending all my life choices today.
I'm Tim, the TM
really
life choices.
I'm Andy. I'm the Crocs, Veronica Mars, and this stupid getup in my life choices.
I'm Noah, the N in life choices. Sure, why not? There's no N in there, right? Nope.
There's no A or T in life choices.
Nope.
Well, there we go.
We picked a phrase that did not contain any of our initials.
Yay!
Consistency!
So if you're just tuning in for the first time, that made no sense.
Yes.
Normally we say the T, the A, and the N in TanCast because that's our names, and then with TanCast, okay? Are you on board? No, you already turned it off? Well, fuck you then. We didn't want you to listen anyway.
Or TanCast.com/about explains it all, like Clarissa.
Which is another Kickstarter that Andy probably contributed to.
Shh, don't judge me.
Get Melissa Joan Hart a fucking star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame!
you don't understand how much he explained to me about what it was like growing up and, you know, flowering into my womanhood.
Yikes.
Oh, just me?
No one wants to talk about your woman flower.
Maybe those were hemorrhoids.
Call Andy Caitlin. Oh, that would be confusing.
It would. Call Caitlin. Wait, I mean,
Did you just fucking shit yourself? What happened?
I'm pretending your brain was shitting itself.
Oh, I see.
Like you were trying to call me and then trying to, like, you know, reparse who you were actually trying to contact. No, don't call Caitlin. Call Caitlin, Caitlin.
Siri's like, I give up. I don't know what you're fucking talking about.
Oh, Siri. Siri never knows what you're fucking talking about.
Siri gets worse with every update.
Siri has still not learned the word Tancast.
Amazing.
Apparently, we have not...
this burgeoning worldwide phenomenon, and Siri hasn't gotten on board yet?
Nope. I know, it's shocking.
She's not among our 12 listeners?
Apparently not yet.
What are you doing over there, Tim Cook?
So,
shall we do Tan Laughs?
How the fuck was everyone's week?
No, Tan Laughs. I said it.
No.
I meant it. I stole your mama's credit.
Aw.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Everybody's got a laughing face, a laughing face to go, go, go. Come on in, give us all a grin, and you'll find yours, I know.
Tim laughs!
Okay.
Oh, Tim.
Aw.
Tim.
This week I will take Tyler's joke.
Yay!
Because yeah, I think he's sending a weekly Five Nights at Freddy's joke.
You gotta commit
to not make you laugh.
You gotta commend the commitment. There we go.
Exactly.
You can't commit the commendment.
As someone who's been bashing Man of Steel since a year before it came out, I definitely appreciate the commitment.
Very good.
Your mama is so old, she was the first security guard at Fred Bear's family diner. She even knew Chica when she was just a microchip.
There you go, y'all.
Those are words, and in context mean things to people.
P.S. Fred Bear's Family Diner is apparently the very first location of the Five Nights at Freddy timeline. Now, if I'm not mistaken, in the timeline, I believe that restaurant opened up in the 80s. So basically, your mom is as old as the three Tancast hosts. I could be wrong. Maybe it just had its heyday in the 80s. Maybe it was older than that. Still, it's not like it was ye old Fred Bear's Family Diner or something. Basically, Tyler's saying, guys, you're old. Stop it. You're embarrassing yourselves and your future children.
We're so old, we remember the 80s.
I remember that show. I love the 80s.
I don't remember particularly loving the 80s.
I love that I didn't have to pay bills.
Oh, yeah. That was good times.
That was sweet.
Whew. You know, yeah. But what I love about being an adult...
You don't
have to pay bills. I can fucking go get whatever the fuck I want when I want it.
This is true. This is true. Right, I don't have to ask.
Yeah, now.
Yep.
Bitches, yeah.
Bitches, come!
No, because I'm going to call bitches. I'm like, hello, lovely ladies. Would you like to come into my bedroom? No? That's okay. Have a lovely day.
And we all know, like we talked about last week, Noah's just passing out numbers. Number 42! Woo! Going to get some Noah dick. Gonna get some Noah dick.
Ridiculous.
Noah dickulous.
Speaking of Noah dicks, here's some Tan Laughs from Fredge. That's kind of a listener email too, so I'll read the whole thing. Hey guys, I wanted to send you an email to congratulate you on making 7 years of pure quality. There's no like sarcasm tag in there. I don't know how to read that. And while the rest
I'm pretty
of
sure
us
it's sarcastic.
Probably. We gotta assume it's sarcastic, saying something that ridiculous. And while the rest of us are waiting on the day the endless supply of comedy gold you seem to have dug up each week comes dry, I know that you'll keep making us disappointed by continuing one of the best podcasts on the web named Tancast.
One of the best podcasts on the web named Tancast.
Yeah, I was going to say, without that comma, that becomes a sick burn. One of named Tancast. Here are a few Noah cock jokes. Noah's cock is so big, it has
How
three...
How big is it?
It has three social security numbers. Sorry.
Wow. That's
Noah's
big.
Cock is so big.
How big is it?
That it has the current... Sorry, it has the current bidding to be the site of the next Summer Olympics.
Well, as long as it's not FIFA, I'm cool with that.
Yep. Cock's not handing out bribes. Noah's cock is clean. It is moral.
It's not what I heard.
Noah's cock is so big.
How big is it?
that many have entered, but only few will live to tell the tale. Noah's cock is so big.
We get the idea.
That its entirety is the black half of Noah's jeans. And now for a real joke. What do people normally do with dead chemists?
I don't know.
Bury them.
But it's B-A-R-I-U-M.
It is.
Get it?
No.
Get it?
I don't.
Oh.
What is it?
Andy, explain it to him.
It's an element.
What's an element?
It's the most fundamental building block of matter that is actually matter.
What is the most basic funding block of building matter? Building matter is actually matter.
Well, yeah, so there's subatomic particles that make up elements, protons and neutrons, and then you can further divide those into, you know, quarks and whatnot.
What's a quark?
A quark is the building block of protons and neutrons.
What's a proton?
I thought a quark was what Zooey Deschanel had plenty of.
Oh, yes.
Ba-dum-bump.
Wait, no, I thought it was a bartender on Deep Space Nine.
Hello. Anybody still listening? All right. Noah, read your tank and laugh.
Whoa, there's more to this email.
Oh, yes, there is. He also has a suggest for a tan fight.
All right.
So maybe we do a quick impromptu tan fight, if you guys are feeling it.
Nope.
Ewoks versus the Smurfs, set on the moon of Endor, before the events of Return of the Jedi, and only Papa Smurf is a Force user.
Ewoks.
Yeah, Ewoks.
The Ewoks are, they're a lot bigger, Smurfs being only three apples high.
And
I kind of feel, though, like, well, yes, this is true. They are vicious and animalistic. Smurfs, though, have a higher level of technology, and I think...
What?
Well, I mean, they still build their stuff out of twigs and whatnot, but I've seen them build complicated machines with it.
But jokey Smurfs things never hurt anybody.
This is true. They just turn their faces black. Or maybe jokey Smurfs explosives don't hurt Smurfs because Smurfs are actually really resistant to damage.
Hmm.
Ewoks.
I'm sticking with Ewoks.
They took down AT-STs.
Yeah, you're right. I think we're going to wind up with a bunch of Smurfs on a spit.
Yeah, like they have superhuman trap building ability. Like, oh, they're coming? Let's build this thing that clearly would have taken 4 months to build in 3 minutes and then set it off.
No,
we did
I think
it.
That just means they have that shit built. Like, the forest moon of Endor is just a dangerous place to be walking around.
You know what? If you can assume that the Smurfs somehow have amazing healing or resilience, I can assume that Ewoks have superhuman building abilities.
I don't think it would take 4 months.
Tim, I was going to say it's even worse than that they just have everywhere trapped, and the Smurfs are fucked because the entire forest is out to kill them.
Nope, basically, I like it better than they can have superhuman building abilities.
Okay. Well, so I was going to say that Endor's like Australia.
Your mom's like Australia.
She is.
What does that
Large
mean, Tim?
And surrounded by water.
And people love to take it out back.
And everything on her will kill you.
Like to put a shrimp on her Barbie.
She's very poisonous.
She's got a horrible case of the cane toads.
She was originally populated by Aborigines. you go to the Andy's mom well for a joke, you never go away thirsty.
She's fallen to the dream time. I don't know.
She likes my didgeridoo.
Oh, there it is.
A dingo ate her baby. But it lived, and that baby's Andy.
I feel like took many bites, but it was Andy, so he was still okay.
It's like, stop, Dingo. So Reg finishes off by saying, I wanted to thank you guys for keeping me sane throughout my undergraduate years, and now that I'm entering med school, there is a small percentage of that success that is thanks to you. Here's to 7 more years of TanCast.
That's right.
Keep fucking that chicken, Reg.
You know, if you save someone's life, we basically save their life. TanCast.
You know what, Noah? I was a math major for a little while in college, and that math checks out.
So that's our new thing, TanCast, saving people's lives. And maybe killing them, depending.
6 degrees of saving lives.
Yes. Well, he did say he's a med student, so let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Well, you know.
At Kaiser, that's a full-blown operating doctor.
It's true.
All right, I think
Kaiser, you've been good to me.
I think I have some that we haven't read before from Tyler. It says, what do you call... really, really want to catch up on seeing you guys' jokes. So here you go. What do you call a fake noodle? An impasta. What can't you give Elsa? Oh, why can't you give Elsa a balloon?
Cause she'll just let it go.
That's right. Okay, this is why, but it's actually what do you get if you cross a cat with a dark horse?
I don't know.
Kitty Perry. What do you call security guards working outside of Samsung shops?
Fucking people who've made bad life choices.
Guardians of the Galaxy. What sound do porcupines make when they kiss? Ouch.
Because they're prickly.
What three candies can you find in school?
Nerds, runts, and dum-dums?
Close. Smarties. Nerds, dum-dums, and smarties.
Ah.
I'm going to go with runts. Tim, you did better than that joke.
Oh, sorry,
Tyler.
I
like smarties.
Oh, no.
I would replace runts if I'm going to replace any of them.
I mean, you had a fourth option. That joke should have worked harder.
Andy.
Yeah.
Did you do 10 last, right, Tim?
Yeah.
Yep.
We've all done it.
Yep.
We started with Tyler and ended with Tyler.
And I would like to point out that way back almost nearly a year ago, September of 14, Tancast listener Leslie, our number one ginger Disney freak fan person thing, I forgot my name, BTW, I'm still listening, and no, I didn't have another baby, did send in that fake noodle impasta joke. We may have actually used it previously.
All right.
Good job, Andy.
Toss out credit.
The captain of rereading jokes, without remembering if we read them all, decided to track down Noah and call him on his shit.
I just noticed it, and I didn't want somebody to feel like, hey, I sent that in. You know what? You're all pretty, and we love you all.
You're all our special snowflakes.
And someday we'll take all of our snowflakes, and we'll mush them together and form Voltron!
Or a snowball.
Your mama was a snowblower.
Which means we're going to let you come in our mouth and spit it back in yours.
All right.
Oh. Have you guys done that?
Have I come in someone's mouth and spit it in mine? No.
Yeah. No.
Not even once? Not in college?
Nope.
I barely knew what it was in college. That's when you showed me clerks.
You're experimenting, right? I think we have an email for Andy from Angela.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
Listener email!
So yes, we do have a listener email from Angela. She says, and her name is Angela M. Early. And she says, first off, I give you permission to say my full name. How else to hear the joke in it? A.M. Early. In September, I'm going to Atlanta for Dragon Con. This is my second year, and I hope to sightsee Greater Atlanta a bit this year. I don't know if Andy has any advice for neighborhoods to check out. I will have my own vehicle. Then again, Andy may rant about Dragon Con. I don't know. If I save enough money to make it to California, then again, I work for Walt Disney World, so... I have to go to Disneyland and compare it to WDW. I hear you can fit all of the Disneyland Resort, two parks, three hotels, backstage and downtown, in the Greater Animal Kingdom, one park, two hotels, backstage in Savannah's. I don't feel like that's a fair comparison because Animal Kingdom is meant to be huge with all the space for the animals and whatnot. It's kind
of
like
I do know you could fit all of Disneyland Park in the safari ride.
Yeah, but then again, you can fit probably most of the world's zoos inside the. I think they renamed it, but it used to be called the San Diego Wild Animal Park, which was a like an offshoot of the San Diego Zoo, and it was for the same reason because it just had like huge like rolling savanna areas. Like a big tram ride that you could take around the outside, but it was like, you know, they had, you know, herds of this and prides of that and whatnot.
Fun fact, they had a train that went, I can't remember if it went from the zoo to that park or something like that, and it's called, or maybe it's something, just a train that goes around that zoo, I mean the wild animal park, and it's called the Wagasa
yes.
train.
Yep, that is the thing that takes you around the outside.
Do you know why it's called that?
I do not.
They were trying to think of a name, and someone said, who gives a shit anyway? Wagasa.
Really?
Yeah. According to Snopes. And they never steer me wrong.
Not even that one time. I don't know what I was going to go with that. I was going to think of something funny that they made you do, and I couldn't come up with it.
All right.
Back when they said, sniff my finger.
A.M. Early says, anyway, take care, guys. You're doing it. A.M. Early, number one WDW cast member fan. P.S. If any of your listeners, want to come to Walt Disney World this summer, wait, or be more patient than normal with everything. The construction is more horrendous than normal. Sigh.
What are they constructing?
I have no idea.
I mean, I know Avatar Land, but that's an Animal Kingdom park, and no one visits Animal Kingdom park.
Really?
Sadness.
I mean...
No, plenty of people visit Animal Kingdom park. It's just not as busy as the other three.
Okay, I would want to go just because it sounds crazy, like it's so huge.
It is. It is. I mean, it is interesting. I wish I had spent more than one half day there when I went the only time I went.
Sounds like a full day ride or experience.
Yeah, I could have seen more. But I felt I saw the big ticket items. Went on Everest twice.
So it's like a safari park and like a ride park. Like it's like mm-hmm. it's for going to see animals, but then also there's rides.
Right. I think it's what Marine World Africa USA wanted to be and failed at.
I mean, Marine World was good back in the day, I felt. Well, I was a lot younger, but it seemed amazing at the time.
Exactly.
I loved their stunt show. Could not get enough of that.
Yeah. I liked Marine World back in the day. Now it's Something Kingdom.
Yes.
What? Magic.
So, Angela, in beautiful Atlanta, be sure to see Marine World Africa USA in the...
She's like, this is not fucking helping.
San Francisco Bay Area.
It's not called that anymore. It's called Wild Kingdom or something.
Discovery Kingdom.
There
that's
you
what
go.
That's it.
There so, you go. Just hop a quick flight while you're in Atlanta to San Francisco Bay Area near Napa Valley. Check out some wineries while you're here. Then go back to Dragon Con drunk.
I guess it kind of helps, like, what does she want to see? But I don't know, Andy, what do you got anything, buddy? Got any, like, good restaurants, good bars, good sights to see?
You know what? A lot of that stuff is, you know, like, the more nightlife-y stuff is in Midtown, Five Points, Little Five Points, downtown. And I am suburban as all hell. So I don't have a lot of good recommendations for those. I can say in terms of the touristy stuff, the Atlanta Aquarium is actually... It's decent.
Filled with fish.
I'd say it holds up...
There's like hella fish in there.
There is. There's hella fish in there.
You go in and like, oh, goddamn, that's fish.
Yeah. That's interesting. They got otters and they got like dolphins and stuff. I'd say, you know, if... well, actually, she doesn't go to California that often, so she may never have seen the Monterey Bay Aquarium. But that one, I think, is kind of the best one I've ever seen. But I think the Atlanta one is right up there with it. We got a couple of huge, huge tanks that you can go...
I'm gonna stop you. How many aquariums have you been to?
Oh, let's see. SeaWorld in California, SeaWorld in Florida, Monterey Bay Aquarium, Atlanta Aquarium, I can't remember the name of it, but there's one in Maui that I've been to twice. I feel like I'm forgetting some.
All right.
The Scripps Center also in San Diego, Scripps Aquatic Center, I think it's called, something like that. That one's like there's a lot of tide pools like outside, so there's like an outside inside kind of component to it.
All right, I was waiting for it like you'd only been to those two aquariums. You're like, this one's almost as good as that one.
Yes, no, I've been around a little.
Oh, Andy has been around.
Andy will see a motherfucking aquarium, no doubt.
Of course, she's probably seen the Living Seas at Disney World. So
this is true.
Got that going.
I've not seen that. I don't think that existed when I was at Disney World.
I don't know if it exists anymore now that I think about it.
It has come and gone.
Well, I mean, it's still an aquarium. I don't know what it's called. Sorry, Noah keeps trying to talk.
Oh, no worries. I was just going to ask Andy if he's ever tried Sublime Donuts.
I've never tried Sublime Donuts.
Okay. I'm looking at a list of, like, places you should try in Atlanta.
The World of Coke is kind of a uniquely Atlanta thing. I have never been there. My family went without me. Like, I had to work or I was out of town or some shit like that when my in-laws were in town. And they all went to World of Coke without me. And there is some sort of... Oh, God, I can't remember the name. But it's like a girl's name, and I think it starts with an A.
Angela.
Yeah, Angela or Elise or something like that. But it is a bitter aperitif.
Aperitif?
Aperitif.
Yeah, that's it. I can never pronounce that fucking word. Made by Coke in... Oh, God, it's like Italy and some other European countries. But apparently people go to World of Coke, and it's Beverly. That's it. I was off by one letter, and I should have known that name. Yes, there's a drink called Beverly that's available at the World of Coke that is apparently, like, bitter as hell and just nasty. And, people go there, and it's sort of like a dare. It's like, have you tried the Beverly?
Oh, I've tried the Beverly. So, now I haven't.
So that's kind of a uniquely Atlanta thing. We do have a big-ass park. I mean, it's a park, and there's like a little bunch of like water fountains and whatever where the Olympic Park bombing happened, if you want to see where some people got blowed up, or, you know, water. It's actually, the Centennial Olympic Park's actually, you know, like a nice park. And then there's the CNN Center right next door and the aquatics, the Georgia Aquarium and World of Coke are like all right there. So it's not like you have to go to the park. You can like go to the CNN Center or go and, you know, take a tour of CNN, or you can go to the Georgia Aquarium or whatever and then go to the park.
What are you laughing about?
And see
over
where
Tim?
People were blowed up.
So Andy suggests drinking the Beverly thing.
Yeah.
Yet another thing that is also available at Disney World.
Is it?
Yep. At Club Cool in Epcot. I was like, I remember there being a drink that's like, there, like, every, you got to try this one. It's the worst one. And it was the Beverly.
Did you try it, Tim?
I might have. I can't say that any of them were good. It was like, it's Club Cool is like sodas from all around the world that you get to try for free.
Got it.
And you're thinking, oh, good, I can get some free soda. And you're like, oh, God, I think I'm going to go dunk my head in the Small World water and drink that shit.
It's been recycled for 70 years.
Anyway, that just struck me as funny. You're like, why don't you see this thing, which you could see at Walt Disney World, or this thing,
at
which
work.
You could see at Walt Disney World.
Literally at work, just walk over to Epcot.
Good times.
Well, I mean, there is the whole other world of Coke where you can go taste how Coke tastes and lots of other things taste from.
Do they give you free Coke?
Well, I mean, the tasting room is free Coke.
But is it more, is it like, you know, shitty Coke from all around the world? Or is it real, like, actual delicious bubbly?
Oh, do you want to know what real Coke is? Real Coke is with cane sugar from Mexico. That shit is delicious.
Oh, well, whatever. I don't really care.
Yeah. Real Coke made with cane sugar is so much better than the stuff made with the fucking high fructose corn syrup. And I'm not like the whole trend of like, high fructose corn syrup is killing everybody. I want to see the science before I really believe that. But I do know that real sugar tastes better than that shit.
I barely notice a difference.
Mm. Real sugar Coke, real sugar Pepsi. Oh, my God. Real sugar Mountain Dew. But the best,
Dr. Pepper?
And Atlanta has enough Jewish people. I've talked about this before. They have enough Jewish people who stop eating and drinking corn around Passover that it comes around every year around Passover, and I stock up. Real sugar Dr. Pepper.
I was right. I guessed right. Hooray me.
Yep.
Good job.
That is the shit.
Toblerone good shit. Has candy with some corn in it. That's all. It's delicious.
Does it now?
Yes.
Corn syrup or corn?
Corn.
You know what? My poo has some corn in it.
It's probably not as delicious.
Probably not.
Wrap it up like a Toblerone, see if you can get people to pay a dollar extra.
I love Toblerone.
I think I can probably get people fooled.
You just ate my poop. It's like the help.
That was a funny bit.
A shit bit?
Yes, a shit bit. Oh, thank you, Tim. See, everybody's all focused on, you know, like workout and like how much sleep am I getting and how many calories am I burning and all that stuff. I want to build a health app that helps people track how often and what consistency their poo is. And I'm going to do it with a shit bit.
There's got to be that already.
So you get like a Bristol stool scale.
Yep.
And then, all right.
Got to rank it.
And then rank its rankness.
Rank it, rate it.
I'm sorry. So after I was making fun of the Beverly, anything else in Atlanta that Angela might want to see? Can you take a tour of CNN and see how shitty news is made?
Yes, at the CNN Center. You can do just that.
Sweet.
I'm trying to think of another, like, well, I mean, there's racism. I mean, Stone Mountain, where they have a bunch of heroes of the Civil War. I mean, the War of Northern Aggression. I mean, a bunch of Southerners etched into the side of a huge rock dome that was prettier before their brother-killing faces got plastered all over the side of it. Stone Mountain's a bit outside of the downtown area. Like, it'd be from the area around where Dragon Con's going to be, it's probably half-hour, 40-minute drive. But, I mean, there's stuff to do. There's, like, hikes and whatnot. You know, it's like if you want to go get super hot and sweaty and take hikes in the middle of Atlanta in the summer. Although working in Disney World, you may be used to this, Angela. I don't think Atlanta is much less humid than Orlando. But, yeah, you'll probably be right at home. God, I'm trying to think of the other stuff. I mean, we have plays and there's... you know, like historic districts. There's a bunch of nightlife in a place called Underground Atlanta. That's kind of unique. It's like a bunch of bars and restaurants and whatever that are built like under a viaduct. So it's like there's like roadway way above your head and like kind of this underground area. It's apparently like a little sketchy, but like not too sketchy. So like, you know, just dangerous enough to make suburbanites like me feel like, ooh, living. there's a bunch of stuff at that they're doing a bunch of work at Krog's, near the Krog Street Tunnel to...
Krog Street?
Krog, K-R-O-G. Oh. I guess that area is kind of getting a bit gentrified, but there's like there's a tunnel that's full of a bunch of cool graffiti. And then there's like a street market that's around that area, I believe, still. You can go see the Murder Kroger. We have nicknames for all of our Krogers. Krogers for people out of the area are... they're just
grocery stores. The lead singer of Nickelback.
Funny. They're just grocery stores, but apparently all the ones in Atlanta have nicknames. So there's Kroger, which is in like the gayest area of town. There's Murder Kroger. There's
Andy. Why is it called that?
Because apparently two people have been shot. Like it was like I think they were like 20 years apart, but one of them was fairly recent. But yeah, it got called Murder Kroger because somebody got murdered there. So if you Google Murder Kroger, you can get a much fuller version of the story than I have. Since I'm not a native. There's a part of Atlanta called the Beltline, which is there's a bunch of shops. There's like a walking trail. There's streetcars in the area to like you know take you between areas. But basically the Beltline's an old railway line that they've redone and like completely rebuilt as like a walking biking path. So just like a shitload of shops and eateries and you know marketplaces and whatever have kind of all grown up around the Beltline. So the Beltline's kind of cool. You know, if you're looking for a place to, you know, spend a day just kind of wandering around, you know, shopping, eating, people watching, you know, it's not like a hard hike. It's all, you know, fairly flat because it used to be train lines and all that. But, you know, there'll be like a shitload of people and, you know, little stores to go into and whatnot kind of along the Beltline. We do have a zoo. I would say if you've been to the Animal Kingdom at Disney World, the Atlanta Zoo is probably going to seem tiny. If you grew up around the San Diego Zoo, like I did, the Atlanta Zoo seems hella tiny.
Hella.
Yeah. I think it's better than the San Francisco Zoo, though.
Suck it, San Francisco Zoo.
It's
eat a bag of dicks.
A little bigger, more stuff to see, and they're expanding it. I look forward to what the Atlanta Zoo is going to grow up into, but I don't think an out-of-towner who's seen bigger zoos necessarily wants to, you know, make a day there. We do have a bunch of museums. The High Museum of Art has got I don't know what is going to be at, you know, like what exhibit will be there, but they've had some, you know, like major stuff come through, like a whole exhibit on Dali and...
Muhammad Dali?
Yes, Muhammad Dali. He's so melty, so melty.
Ridiculous.
I paint like a butterfly and I photograph like cheese. I was trying to go abstract, but cheese isn't that abstract. I should have picked a random word.
By the way, Salvador Dali, owner of one of the greatest mustaches of all time. If you don't believe me, look up a picture. Actually, we'll probably link one in here.
I must ask you to send me a link, but we can shave it for later.
Oh, awful.
Thank you.
You should be ashamed.
And yet I'm not.
No. So I think that's enough.
All right.
I'm probably no better than 1,000 other things that are, you know, what to see and do in Atlanta guidebooks. Because I'm local-ish, but I'm also, you know, way outside the perimeter.
What are the parameters of the perimeter?
I don't have any other words to fill in there. Fuck. My all vocabulary right. failed me.
It wasn't that great.
No. It was okay.
The setup wasn't that great. You don't be hard on yourself.
No, I need to be hard on yourself.
It's a passageway for perambulation.
Oh, nice.
It's the best I can do. I'm not proud of it.
Best we can do is fall.
Oh, shit.
Love.
I thought the second murder in the parking lot was last year. Nope, this year, 2015.
Woohoo!
It was recent.
Yay for murder.
Oh, and in 2002, an odorous corpse was found in the vehicle. Apparently death by natural causes, but yes, like not discovered for several days and ripened.
Wow. Can you imagine just like, I want to go pop down to the store for, you know, some groceries. Ah. That would be...
I have no plans to die today. None do.
Where's that from?
Thor.
The Dark World.
From when... Nope. The original Thor.
The Dark World.
All right.
Tim, it's so dark in this world.
Quick? All right. Do we want to do a quick how was everyone's week, or do we want to just move on to our high five?
I don't really have any news to share for the week, so we can probably knock it out pretty quick.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times, or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
I saw Taken 3. I mean, and? This was before. So I texted you guys. There's one point where, like, he's trying to you can skip it. But there's one point where he's trying to escape, and he causes an accident that causes this huge big rig to roll over and crush cars. I'm like, you are killing people. Like, just innocent people, like, oh, I was going to go to the grocery store today.
good thing you survived, Liam Neeson.
I planned to die of natural causes in the parking lot, and now you've ruined it.
I saw another movie, but I can't remember what it was. But I will tell you about a TV show that I just finished called Utopia. It's a UK show.
I've heard of it.
The UK one? Because there also was a reality series in the U.S.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
Maybe.
The U.K. show is different. I could read the synopsis. The synopsis is not really what the show's about. But I would say it's 12 episodes, 2 seasons. It's worth a watch. It just, you know, brings up some interesting questions about humanity. And, like, and it definitely is one of those shows where, I mean, you probably, you know, could fall on one side pretty easily. But, you know, I think they present it in a way that it was like you can kind of see both sides of the points. There's basically two factions kind of fighting for different things. Two groups, I should say. The synopsis is, the story follows a small group of people who find themselves in possession of a manuscript, a sequel of a cult graphic novel called The Utopia Experience, which is rumored to have predicted the worst disasters of the last century. This leads them to be targeted by an organization known as The Network, which they must avoid to survive. Using the manuscript, they must uncover the meaning hidden in its pages before the disasters depicted become reality. And I mean, I can kind of touch upon it. Basically, it's kind of about, you know, spoilers, controlling the population and a means of doing that.
Interesting.
Okay.
It's very well produced, very well acted. It's very interesting. I like the way it's shot. Like, I think it's got some really standout characters. Yeah. It's worth a watch if you have the time. And it's very, okay. It's got humor that's just so dark sometimes. Anyways, that's it. Oh, I was going to see Jurassic Park World, Jurassic World last night, and I bought the ticket for the wrong day. And so the people I went with got to go, and I was like, oh, well, I'll just go home now.
Oh, what a sad story.
Didn't you have a similar problem with your hotel when you went to Thailand?
Oh,
it was
well, that one
calculating
I
days.
It. Yeah, well, the problem with the ticket was, like, I looked it up to see the time on Friday and never bothered to, like, move it, you know, like, buy my ticket to Saturday.
Ah.
So when's your ticket for Jurassic World?
It was for Friday, the day after I went to see it, or the day before I went to see it.
Oh, I was like, so do you still have a ticket for another day? You needed some company, or you missed it?
No, I have a pass, though, so I could go see whatever. Okay. They almost were like normally we don't give you a refund after the thing has started. I'm like, well, can't your system tell? Like, I never came and, like, print out the ticket and, like, but they did it. But it seemed like about to give me a hard time. I'm like, it seems like your system's able to tell, like, you never came to the movie. I don't know. It worked out, though.
That's good.
I was like, if you want to go see Jurassic Park, maybe sometime we go see Jurassic Park.
Actually, I don't particularly want to see it. I mean, not like I'm, like, dreading it, but it wasn't like, I was like, oh, shit. Gotta see this movie.
Same here, but if you were already going to see it, I'm like, oh, I'll go see it.
I did watch, so it was for a friend's birthday. She's really into Jurassic Park and dinosaurs, and we were watching the first two Jurassic Parks. There's one scene where, Jeff Goldblum randomly has a black daughter, but there's one scene where they're showing them up on a rock, and his ass is firmly on his daughter's ass. I mean, his hand is firmly on his daughter's ass, just resting there. Like, I'm like, is he just has his hand on his ass? I'm like, that's random.
Wait, so Jeff Goldblum is in this one?
Sorry.
No. This is...
Second one.
He's talking about Jurassic Park 2.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry,
I switched. And a young Vince Vaughn is in Jurassic Park 2. A very young Vince Vaughn.
Yep.
Yes. Well, post...
Swingers.
Swingers, yeah. Just I've eaten all of the Swingers carbs.
You all grown up.
You know, I checked. Jurassic Park 3 was worse reviewed than Jurassic Park 2. And I hated Jurassic Park 2. I thought it was the dumbest fucking film in forever. I thought 3 was bad, but not as bad as 2. But apparently,
really?
Apparently the critics saw 3 and were just fucking done with the series.
So far, World has a 70 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's gotten a lot better reviews than 2 or 3. Lost World, Jurassic Park, or whatever. Whatever the third one's called.
It's that
Jurassic Park 3.
Rat.
Jurassic Park year.
My question is, do they have any of the original cast members in Jurassic World? Because, like, that seems weird that none of them are in the advertising. Like, I heard there was a chance Goldblum was going to show up. I don't know that Sam Neill or Laura Dern are doing anything else, so I can't imagine why they wouldn't be asked back.
Isn't Laura Dern on something on like HBO or Showtime or something like that? I can't remember.
Maybe.
Maybe they want her back.
Maybe.
Hurtful.
Like, no, Laura Dern, you're box office poison.
Should Did you hear? Speaking of sequels to shit that came out a long time ago, that James Cameron said that the new Terminator movie is a better sequel than the other two. Like, it's the true sequel, and you should ignore Terminator 3 and Salvation.
Yes, I did hear him say that.
Oh, I thought Seems you were going to say Terminator 2, because I'm like, that was fucking amazing.
Yeah, no.
Having seen Salvation, I think that Genesis can probably hardly do worse.
Boom. Suck it, Salvation.
Speaking of sequels that never needed to get made, I saw Transformers Age of Extinction.
Well, that is your fucking fault.
And? It is. I suffer, so you all don't have to. I didn't think it was going to be possible to make a worse movie than, especially a worse Transformers movie, than Dark of the Moon. But they succeeded.
Was that the one where Optimus Prime disappears for a while to teach humans a lesson?
That's the one where Optimus Prime disappears and Chicago gets fucked up. So in this one, there's like signs up that like say "Remember Chicago" and stuff like that. Like, you know, humanity now hates basically all Transformers because Chicago got so fucked up and so many people die. So this one goes back to Chicago and fucks Chicago up some more. I'd say spoiler, but I can't spoil this movie. It also goes and fucks up, I think it fucks up Beijing a little, and then fucks up Hong Kong a lot, like abusively a lot. And there are parts in both the part where they're in Ohio and the part where they're in Hong Kong where I'm like, we're just watching civilians die. Like, this is just people, like, oh, you know, big robot went crashy into that building. But then it's like, those are the good guy robots, like, crashing into that building and just being completely blasé about the fact that a shitload of people just died when that building collapsed on top of them. It's like, oh no, the building fell on Hound. What's he going to do? I'm like, fuck the building. There's like 1,000 people that just fell on top of Hound. What are they going to do?
Die.
And?
Yeah.
And Zack Snyder watched that movie with a belt around his neck masturbating.
Yes, he did. Oh, civilians. Oh, senseless death. No, it happens off screen, so you don't know what's happening, but you do. You're complicit. No! That's the noise that Zack Snyder makes.
Andy? I'm scared of you.
Ah. You should be scared of Zack Snyder. He's the one making that noise.
One quick thing. I saw the movie. Shit. Now I forget it.
Okay. Well, no one forgets, I'm going to continue to talk about Transformers. Basically, they introduce a bunch of extra plot, like a bunch of other shit. It's almost like they're trying to build a world, but none of it gets fucking explained. It's just like, there's mythology. Not going to explain any mythology. We're going to spend an hour on action sequences in a 3-hour fucking movie, which means 2 hours to theoretically move the plot forward, but really it's just going to be like, this guy's not an Autobot or a Decepticon. What's going on with him? What's his history? Nobody knows. Optimus Prime is apparently a knight. A knight of what? From where? How? This was his ship. Okay, when was this Optimus Prime's ship? Doesn't matter. There's Dinobots on the ship. How did the Dinobots get on the ship? Where are the Dinobots from? Optimus Prime is speaking a new language. What the fuck? Where did all this come from?
So, great movie or the greatest movie?
Wait, was this the one with Mark Wahlberg?
It was the one with Mark Wahlberg.
Well, it's a Transformer. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was weird. Like, the part where they're chasing him all around, like, that factory. And then there's one part, I think, after T.J. Miller dies, and they just give up. They're just like, oh, we'll just let him go now. I'm like, what the fuck would you stop chasing him for? They're still right there.
Yeah. They like, watch him die. They're like, oh, gotta go. And the Transformers are sort of, like, walking slowly. Yeah, like that was weird. When they actually went to go try to take out the bad guys, like science lab, Stanley Tucci, who basically like shows up. Hey! None of this is okay. What you're doing? We're the future of science, and we've made your science better, and we can make Transformers now. And we don't need you. And Optimus Prime is basically like, fine, we're leaving. Not, well, fine, we're just going to continue fucking your shit up, which is what we're here for. So he's like all, rage, I'm going to kill the human that's been hunting us down. And then he's standing in front of somebody who he might arguably think is the human that's been hunting the Autobots down. And his solution to the whole situation of this guy basically saying, yeah, fuck you, we're going to do what you want, is, fine, do what you want. We got all the guns, but your words have hurt my feelings. And he leaves.
I mean,
and then he gets attacked by the robots that he didn't break. You know what? The whole fucking movie, all the cities that got fucked up are because Optimus Prime's feelings got hurt because Stanley Tucci gave him a stern talking to. Fuck that movie twice.
And he has some strong feelings about it.
I guess.
Oh, it was one of the, like, in the moment I was like, this movie is stupid. This movie is stupid. What the hell's happening now? Stupidity. But in retrospect, it's not one of those, like, fridge brilliance where, like, you walk away and you're like, holy shit, I just didn't consider this thing. It's like, holy shit, they didn't consider fucking anything. They had a series of set pieces they wanted to get to. Anyways.
So you're saying don't see it?
Don't.
Okay.
Good. Don't bother. If you enjoyed the other Transformers movies, you probably still won't enjoy this one.
Unless you're Jeff.
Oh, and just so much extra shit. It's like, I'm like, you're not moving the plot forward. You're not having an action scene. You're talking, but like you're not really establishing anything. Basically, it's like you stopped to do exposition for the stuff that we fucking watched, and you're not doing exposition for all the stuff that you keep introducing that has no fucking backstory. So what I'm saying is I enjoyed how much I hated this movie.
He got a good hate on for this movie.
Oh, I did. Belt around my neck and everything. Good times.
I saw Big Hero 6 on the plane ride back.
Oh, how was that?
It was really good. It was funny. It was touching. I would say it is a go-see. It was very enjoyable. There's so many parts where I laughed out loud.
Yes. Ba-da-la-la-la.
Yeah, ba-da-la-la. That was funny.
It's a good time. Tim, you'll enjoy it. Your kids will enjoy it.
My kids ain't watching shit.
Okay.
And TJ Miller doesn't die in it, so there you got that going for you.
This is
spoiler.
This is true.
Our listener, Jen, saw A Million Days to Die in the West and had to turn it off. She said it was unwatchable.
Oof.
Really? I watched
it. That's what she said. Oh, you liked it?
Yeah, it was okay. It was funny. I mean, you have to go into it expecting, you know, this is from the mind that brought you Ted.
Which was funny.
So, yeah, it was funny, but it wasn't like, you know, great. It wasn't like, you know, Airplane.
Ted 2, the commercial where it, like, they ask, do you think you have a soul? And then he starts singing like, what?
Did you think I would do at this moment?
Objection.
Overruled.
That shit makes me laugh.
Me too. Yeah. There. So in A Million Ways to Die in the West, Giovanni Ribisi plays kind of a, just sort of, you know, kind of down in the mouth, sort of droopy dog kind of guy. He's a little quiet. He's a little reserved and everything. And he's dating Sarah Silverman, and she's a whore. Not like she's cheating on him. Like, she fucks dudes for money, and is just kind of that's just part of their relationship. And like, he doesn't understand why it's a big deal to other people. Like, it wouldn't enter his mind. And like, just the way that they handle all of that is very funny.
Well, all right.
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. Shall we move along?
We shall.
We are not having time to do our top 10 anymore, or our tie 5 anymore.
Thanks a lot, Andy.
Conversation.
Fuck. I got to talk about fucking Transformers for 4 hours. Oh, no. Not a lot happened this week. We can bang it out pretty quickly. Never fucking trust Andy.
Never fucking trust Andy.
Never fucking trust Andy.
I mean, you could trust him to talk for a long time.
It's unanimous.
That's one that you can't trust him to do.
Trust him to jibber fucking jabber.
It's true.
It's like, it's always good because he's like, oh, I think I'm just like, oh, wait, I got my second wind of talking. I got some more shit to talk about.
I just get on a roll. You know, I'm a big guy. Once I get to head of steam, inertia's going to take care of the rest. It's verbal inertia. It's a thing. And I suffer from it. It's legit. All right, well, do we want to wrap up a little early, or do we want to sit here and stare at each other's dicks?
Well, not really early because someone was late.
Sad.
Never trust Andy to be on time.
Never trust churches not to fucking, like, take over all the roads around my house. Cops
always
out
blaming
in front,
religion, man.
Stopping traffic on the road. That's like, this is the through street to let all the people out of church. Like, you're prioritizing the people coming
church
out of a parking lot over all the people trying to, like, you know, get on, like, other places that they want to be. Those people made a choice to go park in that parking lot. Let them wait to get out. Every other parking lot works that fucking way.
Fucking.
Don't leave the house on Sunday before Tank Cast. That's the solution.
I know. Had an errand run. Had to get some cat food.
Let your cats die. You know what? I'm sorry.
Really?
No, that's
a little too.
Yeah, that's a little harsh. I take that back.
I already did once.
My bad.
Oh, man.
I'm still working on that filter people talk about. Yeah. Like, should I say this? Nah.
I just forgot.
You know what? Speaking of how was my week, I listened to last week's Tancast this week, and I got to the part where Past Andy was like tearing up a little bit, and I was okay. And then I got to the part where Past Andy was talking about holding the cat on him while the injection was going in, and I lost it. I was like, nope, 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 and had to stop the episode. I'm like, I am going to cry so hard, I am going to crash this car.
That episode was so odd because, like, that middle chunk where you're talking about the cat is super sad, but everything else is fucking hilarious. Like, the part where we're making fun of your mom sucking dick. Oh, good times.
I did. I laughed my ass off before and after that, but, like, that middle, it was like... It was like, if you could fill an Oreo cookie with sadness instead of sugar jizz, whatever that is in the middle of an Oreo.
Sugar jizz.
Yeah, sugar jizz.
That's never mind.
You know what? If I'm ever going to be a 1970s beat cop, that's going to be my street name. Sugar jizz.
I don't think that's a good idea.
No?
No.
That's more like a whore nickname.
No?
Or like a stripper nickname.
Man.
Coming up next to the center table, it's sugar jizz. That's right, fellas. Get those 10s and 20s ready. Sugar jizz is dancing for your pleasure.
Or a horse.
So you mean all the whores on the corner are going to get to know me and, like, you know, feed me information? Hey, sugar jizz, how you doing, baby? None of that. None of that's going to happen.
And Seabiscuit's coming around the outside, but here comes sugar jizz up the outside stretch, and it's sugar jizz by a nose.
Who the fuck was it?
I don't know.
I think it was The Daily Show when the dude,
okay. When
the horse was going to win, and they put up a bunch of other like horse names, and they were just more and more ridiculous. One of them was like Dr. Hopefulness or something like that.
No, it was Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
That's what it was.
Was this recent?
Last episode?
I think yes.
I don't remember seeing this.
Wait,
was it part of the chunk they put on YouTube for free, or was it part of the episode that you actually have to have HBO to watch?
It was part of the episode.
God damn it. Because they put up the good chunks of the episodes every week on YouTube for free.
Tim.
Noah.
For $10 a month, you can have HBO.
Is that what you are telling me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and you don't have to have cable.
I do have cable, though.
Right. But I don't know if it'd be cheaper.
You don't
know,
huh?
I don't know what it is to add HBO to your regular cable package.
If it's less than $10 a month, I should just add HBO.
Boom. But yeah, so like Apple has this new thing now where you can just watch... They basically uncoupled HBO from having cable, so yep. You can just have HBO and not have cable.
But you have to watch it on Apple devices, yes? Like either Apple TV or...
I think technically, I haven't tried it. I think technically you just have to activate it on an Apple device, and then you can maybe watch it from anywhere. I don't know. Maybe Andy knows more.
I do not know more, but I believe you can still watch it from the HBO website, too.
Interesting.
So if you go to order.hbonow.com, you can find out. You can get answers to all these pressing questions.
This week's episode of Tancast is sponsored by HBO Now, who don't want to have anything to do with this fucking show.
And here's a little random fact for you.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Left field facts from Noah.
Apparently married couples can get extra earnings for their Social Security. And I will...
That is a random fact with no follow-up. So great.
I will send you the podcast about it that I listen to.
Interesting.
Oh.
This one couple got an extra $50,000.
That sounds like listening to a podcast sounds like a lot of work.
For $50,000? All right.
Yeah, sure. I know.
Ah, here we go.
Did you find Andy?
HBO, not the podcast. The HBO Now.
Priorities, Noah. Come on.
Support web browsers on desktops and laptops, as well as iOS devices and Apple TV. Coming soon is Chromecast and Android. So it looks like it doesn't work with set-top boxes. See, I don't understand why they didn't just...
Like, all right, fucking shit.
Plug it into HBO Go, then everything's fucking supported already.
Shush,
saying HBO is stupid.
I'm saying you be quiet.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
That's Tancast for this week.
Quiet as a mouse. Quiet.
You're doing it like... What do we fucking talk about this week?
Things. Transformers. Ewoks.
I got nothing. You guys, anybody got something?
Never trust Noah to buy the ticket for the correct day?
Yeah. This week, you're doing it like an Ewok crushing superior technology with logs.
Superior technology, Andy? Superior.
Wait. That's not your gig. Your gig is This Week I Hate.
I know, Tim. Now you hate something this week.
This week I hate when Andy steals my bits.
There you go.
Why don't you hate when Andy keeps talking and talking and talking?
This week I hate Andy. Oh. How about that?
Oh. And everything he encompasses.
Oh. Well, no, I'm so big now. I encompass a lot more things. Some of these things you may have loved in the past. But you know what? To mine now, the part of the folds and the wrinkles.
Andy was partially eaten by a dingo when he was born. And that's why he looks the way he does.
No, you know what? Dingo tried to eat me. I ate the fucking dingo. Like, oh, meal time. Yum, yum, yum. Dingolicious.
Didgeridoo don't.
Oh.
Didgeridoo.
Podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Here's my link about earning $50,000. Boom. And I think it's just an article, this one.
Where?
Boom. Boom.
Where?
Boom.
There it is.
Boom. Boom.
No, he keeps saying boom, but there's
boom.
No link appearing.
Boom. You have to do some reading, if you can handle all that.
Fuck. Reading and listening to a podcast? Fuck. I quit. What if I just give you $50,000 to make this go away?
Sure.
No.
Fuck, wait, wait. Yeah, no, that sounds good.
All right.
Well, there you go. Now I don't have to get married.
That was the only reason you could get married, to make an extra $50,000 off Social Security?
Yeah. Like, baby, let's stick this out, right? $50,000, you know what I'm saying?
Who cares that you're a joyless husk of a human?
$50,000, baby.